Our scripture reading this morning is Joshua chapter 9. You'll find it on page 235 in the Pew Bible. Well, we've crossed over the Jordan. We've seen Jericho fall. We've had the problem of Achan's sin that was repented of. The battle of Ai took place. In the aftermath of that, the tribes of Israel have gone to Mount Ebal and Gerizim to proclaim the covenant. And now they're starting to settle in with their conquest of the land. And the Canaanites are starting to figure out that this really is the work of the Lord. And a group of them are called the Gibeonites. They come from Gibeon. And they realize that they are going to be devoted to destruction. They are going to be the recipients of Old Testament holy war as God's wrath on their sins. And so they are seeking a way, laudably, to escape from the wrath of God. Now, they come up with a deception. This chapter is known as the Gibeonite deceptions. And they send delegates to Joshua, pretending they've come from very far away. They use crumbly food, they have old clothing, and they show up to Joshua and say, "We've heard about how great your God is, and we want to make covenant and be your servants. Oh, look how long our journey's been." And they bring out all their crumbly food and their worn-out clothing and their broken wineskins, and "We want to make covenant with you." And Joshua effectively says, "You know, we're not supposed to make covenant with any of the people of the land. You promise? You're not kidding me?" And, "Oh, we promise." And so the key line is verse 14, which says that Joshua did not consult the Lord. This chapter is a reminder not to be wise in our own eyes. You know, there are people who are dishonest. There are things that seem okay to us, but we are to consult with God. Now, in Joshua's day, they had the high priest, and he had lots, the Thurim and the Urim, that they could cast and get yes, no answers from the Lord. Actually, a little bit more than that, but essentially, they could get basic communication from the Lord, and Joshua does not go to the Lord. Now, you and I do not have the Urim and the Thummim. We wish we did sometimes. Do I marry her or not? Yes or no? Do I take the job? God gives us the Bible and the Holy Spirit, and we're to become and exercise biblical discernment. Now, the lesson for us is, let's not fail to do that. It's always dismaying as a pastor when someone says that they come and inform you of some very large decision, maybe that doesn't seem to be wise, or at least it seems you're like, sure, that's a good idea. And you wish they would have come and consulted you. I'm not in charge of your lives, but I am your pastor, and we have a Bible, and you have elders, even Christian friends, and let's reason together biblically. Let's assess this. Often the reason people don't do that is because they fear that they won't be able to do what they want to do. How much wiser when people come and say, "We've got a big life decision here. Let's get together and take counsel together. Let's open up the good book and help me to explain my reasoning, and you'll tell me whether it's biblical or not." That's the kind of thing we're to do today, and how often we'll be blessed. We pray for wisdom. God gives it to us. Well, Joshua doesn't do any of that, and he is effectively deceived, and he makes a deal with them, and then God is going to require him to keep his oath to them. The people find out about it. They want to kill the Gibeonites. They can't do it because Joshua, their leader, has made this covenant. Well, let me just say lastly, again, that the Gibeonites do set a good example for us, not in deceiving, but in fearing the wrath of God. And we have a better way of dealing with that. We do not need to come up with some human arrangement to deceive some church leader. You don't need, people try to do that. "I'll pretend I'm a believer. I'll go to church. I'll do what I think the minister wants." No, no, no. We're to go to the cross of Jesus Christ. We're to believe the gospel that is preached. We're to confess our sins. God has made provision. You may flee from the wrath of God by believing on Jesus, and you will be saved. Joshua chapter 9 does tell us, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Joshua 9. "As soon as all the kings who were beyond the Jordan in the hill country and in the lowland, all along the coast of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites heard of this, they gathered together as one to fight against Joshua and Israel. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they on their part acted with cunning. and went and made ready provisions and took worn out sacks for their donkeys and wineskins and worn out and torn and mended and worn out patched sandals on their feet and worn out clothes. And all their provisions were dry and crumbly. And they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country, so now make a covenant with us." But the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you live among us. Then how can we make a covenant with you?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you and where do you come from?" They said to him, "From a very distant country your servants have come, because of the name of the Lord your God, for we have heard a report of him and all that he did in Egypt and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and to Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth. So our elders and all of the inhabitants of our country said to us, 'Take provisions in your hand for the journey and go to meet them and say to them, we are your servants. Come now, make a covenant with us. Here is our bread. It was still warm when we took it from our houses as food for the journey on the day we set out to come to you. But now, behold, it is dry and crumbly. These wineskins were new when we filled them, and behold, they have burst. And these garments and sandals of ours are worn out from the very long journey.' So the men took some of their provisions, but did not ask counsel from the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the leaders of the congregation swore to them. At the end of the 3 days, after they had made a covenant with them, they heard that they were their neighbors and that they lived among them. And the people of Israel set out and reached their city on the 3rd day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Kephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriath Jearim. But the people of Israel did not attack them because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. Then all the congregation murmured against the leaders. But all the leaders said to all the congregation, "We have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, and now we may not touch them. This we will do to them, let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath we swore to them." And the leaders said to them, "Let them live." So they became cutters of wood and drawers of water for all the congregation, just as the leaders had said of them. Joshua summoned them, and he said to them, "Why did you deceive us, saying, 'We are very far from you when you dwell among us'? Now therefore you are cursed, and some of you shall never be anything but servants, cutters of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God." They answered Joshua, "Because it was told to your servants for a certainty that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. So we feared greatly for our lives because of you and did this thing. And now behold, we are in your hand. Whatever seems good and right in your sight to do to us, do it." So he did this to them and delivered them from out of the hand of the people of Israel, and they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day cutters of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord to this day in the place that he should choose. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.